In this bulletin, New South Wales records 1,127 new local cases of COVID-19 and 2 deaths. Victoria's roadmap out of lockdown to be announced on Sunday. And the Matildas reunited a training camp in Dublin ahead of their game against Ireland. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. New South Wales health officials say they're cautiously optimistic that COVID-19 case numbers in the state appear to be stabilising. Some 1,127 new local infections have been detected in New South Wales, and 2 more people have died. It's the lowest daily increase in cases in more than 2 weeks. But Dr. Jeremy McNulty from New South Wales Health says more data is needed to confirm that the state's Delta outbreak has reached its peak.
We've just had a weekend that can mess up with how many people get tested, that there may be a factor of the weather in terms of influencing whether people get tested or not. So we'd like to see a few more days before we can have confidence about whether there is a trend. We have seen in the past, 3 days of flattening and then it jumped up again. So we need to be cautious.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says his government will unveil its roadmap out of lockdown on Sunday. It comes after the state recorded another 445 new cases and 2 more deaths. The deaths include a man in his 20s from Hume and a woman in her 80s from Brimbank, and take the state's toll since the pandemic began to 826. Mr. Andrews says the plan will outline what restrictions can ease and when, with different rules likely for unvaccinated people and those who've received 2 doses.
There'll be a map that talks about what we're going to do in the rest of September, what we're going to do in October, what we're going to do in November. But there will be quite a few footnotes at the bottom of it, and it will be subject to how many people are in hospital, and it will be subject to all sorts of things. But it's about giving people a clear sense of what we're working towards. Whether we can all achieve it as a community, that's in the hands of the Victorian people.
Meanwhile, the state government is spending another $22 million on boosting mental health support during the pandemic. More than $13 million will be spent on establishing 20 pop-up medical health centres across Melbourne and regional Victoria. Funding will also go to parenting programs for children experiencing anxiety, as well as for Indigenous organisations. The ACT is extending its lockdown for another 4 weeks following the recording of 22 new local cases of COVID-19. Western Australians over the age of 60 will be eligible for the Pfizer vaccine from next week. The move is expected to address hesitancy among some seniors who've held off taking the AstraZeneca vaccine. Over 60s who've already had 1 dose of AstraZeneca won't be offered Pfizer, as the current medical advice states that vaccines should not be mixed. Premier Mark McGowan says around 60% of Western Australians aged over 60 are fully vaccinated and 84% have had at least 1 dose.
We want to get these numbers up and ensure they get vaccinated as a priority, particularly for the remainder of people in this age group, those in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s and beyond, because they are more vulnerable to death or illness from COVID-19.
New Zealand-born Wallaby star Quade Cooper is among the migrants who will have their pathway to Australian citizenship made easier under new eligibility rules. The policy change means eligible visa holders, considered to be among the most talented prospective Australians, will be given greater flexibility around meeting residency requirements. The changes will require applicants to have been living in Australia for at least 480 days over the 4 years prior to their citizenship application, including 120 days in the year immediately before. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke says the changes will benefit a wide range of sporting stars, musicians and other high-profile talent, including AC/DC co-founder Angus Young.
Everyone knows him. Most people think of him as Australian, and he's still waiting to get his citizenship there. Quade Cooper, people like this who've made great contributions to Australia will be able to qualify for the special residency requirement and get their citizenship just that little bit faster, which will be better for Australia.
To football, the Australian women's team has reunited at a training camp in Dublin in preparation for a match against Ireland. The training camp marks a return to the national team after an 18-month absence for Matildas defender Jenna McCormick. Midfielder Chloe Legazzo says it's great to be back training following a short break after the team's Tokyo Olympics campaign.
It's nice to be back into camp with the girls after a month and a bit away. It's a bit hard coming back into camp, I guess, for me, myself, personally, just coming back after the Olympics. I guess we have to move that on and get into the work, and it's nice being back and we can kind of put that under the rug and keep working forward.
Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers increasing and 21. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 20 degrees. Similar in Melbourne tomorrow and 16. Should be cloudy in Hobart, 14. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 15 degrees. A shower or two in Wollongong, 17. Sydney, similar conditions, 18. A shower or two in Newcastle, a top of 20. Brisbane, sunny and 24. Cairns, mostly sunny and 31. And Darwin, a shower or two and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.